from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They put too much work in not to have a game like this. We went one any other way, and it was a perfect timing for Chef to come out and do what he did.
All right, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And joining us on the River Islands guest line, the head coach of Team USA, the head coach of your Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, over the pond, across the pond, out there in Paris. Coach, what's happening, man? I don't know. Good afternoon, good morning. What time is it out there?
It's good. Good evening. Good evening. Yeah. 6 o'clock here. Good to hear you guys. And man, what a game! What an incredible competition to be part of. It was just stunning. And now we gotta get over it and get back at it tomorrow.
No doubt about that. I mean, I was up off my couch. I know Shasky was up off his couch, and obviously the game was 12 o'clock out here, Pacific Standard Time. So it was a lot of smack talking going on. I see Melo from the court side. He's talking smack. Bogdanovich is talking smack. They're hitting threes. They get up by 17. And the game was so intense. You could feel it through the television screen. I'm sure you could feel it right there on the sideline. How would you compare that intensity, say, to a finals game, a Western Conference finals game, an Eastern Conference finals game, because you've done both? Obviously, you've been in the NBA finals and now here with Team USA. Compare that intensity that you felt yesterday compared to, say, an NBA playoff game.
Well, number one, it's a game seven, obviously, with the format, every game's an elimination game when you get to this point. And so it becomes a game seven, but there's an added responsibility when you're playing for your country and representing your flag. And I think there's definitely some pressure that comes with that. But I think it's also what our guys sign up for. I know why I signed up. It's the ultimate competition, and to be a part of it and feel that game. Obviously, we were able to pull it out. But this is going to go down as one of the all-time great Olympic games. And our guys were just incredible. I mean, under that kind of pressure, to perform the way they did was just amazing.
I mean, the end of that game, and I know this is someone we've gone to war with, with the Warriors and relative in basketball terms, LeBron James, the enemy of the Bay Area. And to see him and Steph embrace the way they did at the end of that game with Kevin Durant right near them, I felt like I was watching basketball history. And as someone who's been in the game as long as you have, and you have the perspective that you have, I mean, that was one of those seminal, special moments. And to have the United States flag kind of metaphorically draped over the whole thing, it felt iconic, Coach.
It was. And I'm with you. To be able to coach LeBron rather than coach against him is so amazing. And, you know, just to see them all together performing, but you know, sharing the ball and competing together, fighting the way they had to fight. You know, these are all future Hall of Famers. And it's just so fun to watch them day after day, prepare for this and be so engaged and also enjoying the process so much. These guys are incredible. And they're used to, you know, trying to beat each other. So I think they take a lot of pleasure in being on the same team for once.
Yeah, those guys scored the last 13 points of the game. They defended their butts off there in the fourth quarter as you guys rallied from a 17-point deficit. We're talking to head coach Steve Kerr here on the River Islands guest line. And obviously the big question, you know, it's coming, Steve. The rotations. Everybody's talking about them. I did notice you said, the heck with the rotations in the fourth quarter. All right, LeBron. All right, KD. Joel Embiid, who's getting a lot of heat. He played great yesterday. And Devin Booker, who's been very selfless. How difficult is it to figure out rotations? We've got a litany of stars like you do right now, Coach.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have, you know, to have so much talent. I would never complain about that, obviously, but it makes it difficult on some of the players. You know, Joel sat out a game against South Sudan because we like different matchups. Jason Tatum has, you know, not played in either Serbia game for the same reason, and it even saying those words out loud, sounds crazy, right? These are first team all NBA guys, but FIBA's very different and each game is different and we have to adapt and adjust accordingly. This is not an NBA season where it's, you know, 8 months of managing people. It's a sprint and we have one more game to go and the rotation tomorrow will look a little different and, you know, we'll just, we'll keep doing what we have to do to win each individual game. And every one of these guys is absolutely capable of carrying the team on a given night. So it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is fun to watch. I mean, Joel Embiid's just like, he was going crazy after that dunk and he was like flexing and Kevin Durant is screaming and it means so much to all of these guys. Like, you could clearly see that Steph's expressing that. But what would a gold medal mean to you, Coach?
Hard to explain. It's a great question and I don't really know, but I can tell you that I've never been more proud than I am right now, you know, to represent my country, to be American, to be part of the team that everybody's watching at home and to see the flag and to, you know, sing the anthem before each game. And it's an amazing feeling. It's one that it's really hard to find this anywhere, you know, and that's the beauty of the Olympics is, you know, each person involved, every athlete in every sport has a unique story and I think a love and appreciation for the opportunity that we all have as Americans, to pursue our dreams. And it's pretty cool.
You've been through a lot of battles with Stephen Curry, obviously four championships together right here in the Bay Area with the Golden State Warriors. And he's got a couple MVPs, but to see Steph smiling and the intensity he played with yesterday, and he's had his struggles in pole play in the Olympic Games. We were waiting for this game. To see him have that moment playing in his first Olympics, how cool is that for you? Because you've seen this guy grow up for over a decade, Coach.
Yeah, LeBron mentioned it in his interview that you guys played that clip just a little while ago. You know, the preparation that Steph puts in every single day, it's just remarkable. And it's one of the best parts of this experience is to get a behind-the-scenes look at, you know, all the other guys. You know, LeBron could have been talking about himself the way he prepares. And, getting to know the whole group, And seeing them work, seeing them operate, you get a sense of why they are who they are. And I've always known exactly who Steph is because, you know, just being with him every day. But none of that surprised me last night. His preparation, his focus, his genuine care for, you know, what happens and his teammates and the results. And he's just an incredible, extraordinary human being. And that was a... Yeah, that was a fireworks show last night.
I mean, I can make the argument it was one of the best games he's had since that Game 7 against the Kings a couple years ago. It was just phenomenal. Maybe even more impressive given the stakes and everything that's going on. Coach, let's smile and laugh a little because, I mean, you guys are making us all so proud. But I'm sitting at home and I'm on the internet watching and Draymond is tweeting about lineups and who needs to come in. Is he texting you during the middle of the game?
No. Nor am I looking at his Twitter feed. So we're very comfortable with the decisions we're making. But thank you.
I'm sure Coach Spo is passing you the iPhone, saying, "Hey, here's Draymond the iPhone. He wants to FaceTime you, Coach." No, seriously. No, Coach. The Olympic Games is like I forget. I remember '96 in Atlanta and the Olympic Games as a kid. I'm watching it. I'm like, wow, this is fascinating. Track and field, volleyball, the swimming or whatnot. Have you been able to venture out from your preparation of getting Team USA ready to play the Frances and the Serbians of the world, have you been able to check out any other events?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just one, I went to women's volleyball indoor game, and I'm going to go Sunday to their gold medal match, which I'm really excited about. My daughter played volleyball at Cal and loves the sport, and so I watched her play throughout junior high, high school. And it's a great sport. We have a great team, really fun to watch. So everything else, I've just been too busy preparing for the next game and traveling and we were going up to Lille for the first three games, and we haven't really had a ton of time, but I think most of the players are getting out occasionally to events and really enjoying it, and I'm really hoping to just wrap this thing up tomorrow night, win a gold medal and be able to really soak it all in on Sunday.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping for that one. And that game against Serbia is going to go down as an all-timer. The FIBA rules, though, they're a little different than the NBA rules. Is there something that maybe you like about the nuance of the FIBA rules versus NBA that you'd like to see adopted by the NBA?
Yeah, I like being able to stand in the middle of the key defensively and not be called for 3 seconds. I think it's just basketball. It's like, well, I never really understood why, if some guy who can't shoot is standing 30 feet away from the rim, or why we should have to stand outside the paint. It would be interesting to see what would happen in the NBA if they did adopt zone defense, allowing all zone defenses. But I do like the FIBA game. It's different. 40 minutes is good too, rather than 48. It makes for a tighter game. It makes for a more competitive game, I think, in a lot of ways. So I think we can learn a lot from the international game.
Wow, 40 minutes is interesting. I kind of like that, Coach. 10-minute quarters, I can warm up to that, and we'll be able to get to sleep a lot earlier than nights there. getting ready for France, Coach. Big Wemby, and they have Rudy Gobert. How do you attack this team? They're long, and with the FIBA rules, it seems like they have an advantage just with the way they can just stand in the paint, as you just mentioned, Coach. So going up against France, what's impressed you so far about them getting to the gold medal game?
Well, they completely changed their team, you know, a couple games ago by not playing Gobert. They took him out of the lineup. They're playing smaller and faster. They're playing their more athletic players, and their defense has really kicked in here the last couple of games. So we're going to have our hands full. Obviously, they'll be playing on their home floor. Great crowd. But we're excited. What an incredible opportunity.
Behind the scenes, has Steph expressed to you, I mean, he said it out loud so many times, but he looks like he's having the time of his life, and I'm just really happy for him to have this moment that, because of injuries and other circumstances before, he's just never been had the opportunity to play on the Olympic team. It feels like he's really embracing it.
Yeah, he said to me last week, you know, how excited he is to be back in the mix, you know, and obviously last season was tough for all of us, not making the playoffs. And, you know, this is a special feeling to advance to a stage like this and with a competitive nature like Steph's. I mean, this is what he lives for. And so he's so excited to be, as he said, back in the mix, back in the championship picture and trying to win something special. He's absolutely having the time of his life.
Well, we had the time of our lives watching you rally from a 17-year team, of course, rally from a 17-point deficit there and going to the fourth quarter, down 15. That fourth quarter was one for the ages, because we enjoyed it, and we can't wait to watch you guys win that goal tomorrow against France at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. Coach, thanks so much for joining us out in Paris, France. You didn't have to do this.
Thanks,
I know your
Coach.
Time is precious. We really appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Anytime.
Get the gold.
Head Coach Steve Kerr here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.